Well, you're listening to the Friday Daily here. My name is Miles Holbrook-Walk. I'm joined in studio by Jeff Field to give us an update about the news that has been huge. It's one of the biggest news stories around the world, indeed. I'm joined by Jeff Field in studio about, of course, the story around Cardinal George Pell being charged by the Victorian police for a series of sexual assault charges. So, I mean, obviously, I think it's very important we say from the outset that we'd never want to, you know, do anything to influence prejudice or prejudice or to, you know, and make sure that the Cardinal, he deserves his fair trial. And, of course, that's something that is going to be coming up for him. And, you know, no, these are just allegations at this point in time. And, you know, it's the assumption of innocence is one that we value in Australia. And I think we have to adopt for Cardinal Pell. But just tell us a bit, Jeff, you know, what has happened? Well, who is kind of Cardinal Pell within the Catholic Church?
Well, he was the Cardinal of Melbourne for many years in the 80s and moved to Sydney and became the Archbishop of Sydney. Of course, right through that tenure, he was haunted by allegations going right back to Ballarat of covering up child abuse. Allegations that he chose to overlook certain parishes that were having problems with paedophile priests. In fact, at one stage, he shared a house with Gerard Ridsdale, a notorious paedophile priest who is in jail for many, many years for molesting dozens and dozens of children, even in the church on the altar. He was then moved to Rome, where he is currently the prefect of the Vatican Secretariat, which is basically third in line to the Pope, so a very senior position there. And you can imagine that this story, which we had, 24 hours ago, we were working together, actually.
Yes, in the 2SR newsroom.
Absolutely, and it was really what you call a snap news conference. Basically, within 20 minutes, we found out from Victoria Police that Cardinal George Pell was to be charged with historical charges of sexual assault. This has gone right around the world, Miles. I've been looking at websites before I came in to see you. It's on CNN. It's in the BBC. Just having a look here that the TV networks in Italy running long segments with footage of Sydney Harbour Bridge, Australian sex abuse survivors being interviewed who attended the questioning last year when he attended the, well, he didn't attend the Royal Commission. He was too sick and he did it via Skype sort of setup.
Video link. Understand. And I'll just ask about, so obviously that's part of the story is of his, the court dates have been named for his pre-hearing and then his hearing indeed, which is supposed to take place in July and August.
Correct.
Is that correct?
July 18th is the date that he's due to face the Melbourne Magistrates Court. Now, yesterday in a news conference that was beamed around the world, Cardinal Pell said he wanted to cooperate and he said he would be coming back to clear his name. He claims he's been smeared and unfairly targeted by the media. However, an interesting thing to note is that he said as long as he's cleared by his doctors. So experts are saying, well, that's an important caveat that he has made. Because if you're old enough to remember Christopher Skase, he didn't come back to Australia because he claimed he was too sick. He was in a wheelchair with oxygen and all sorts of things. So it'll be interesting just to see what the doctor says.
As well as that, of course, last year for the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sex Abuse, Cardinal Pell was asked to appear in Melbourne, and so he couldn't, so he appeared via video link because his doctor deemed him too ill to fly then. So it could be something that actually does have an impact on whether he comes out in terms of the history behind it. We obviously don't know until we find out. He definitely seems keen to return, judging on the press conference, which I'd seen, and I'm sure many of our listeners have paid attention to. So a lot of this now is getting to the stage where we're getting these reactions from people. The front pages of several media outlets across Australia and even the world have been leading with stories on Cardinal Pell and these charges over the historical, I should say, sexual assault charges from the 1970s in his time at the Ballarat Parish.
Yeah, and we don't actually have the actual charge sheet, but there are sources at Fairfax who say that some of the charges include rape, child sexual abuse, and an old charge called buggery, which are very serious charges. But look, going back to the reaction, the Ballarat anti-child sex abuse group down there are saying that Mr. Pell should definitely make an effort to return to Australia, because justice needs to be seen to be done, and he needs to be here. He should not be, you know, using a video screen to deliver his evidence. He needs to be here. And interestingly enough, Tony Abbott has issued a statement defending the character of his long-standing friend, Cardinal George Pell. Of course, I would say Tony Abbott would be Australia's best-known Catholic politician. That would be a fair thing to say. In a very short statement after the charges were announced, Mr. Abbott offered support for his friend. He said, and quote, "Obviously, the legal process must now take its course," and says that George Pell, he has known, is a very fine man. Interestingly enough, a very respected Vatican observer, Robert Mitchens from La Croix International, says he believes Mr. Pell has no choice, had no choice, but to step down from his duties in Rome. He says that if Mr. Pell did not step down, the Pope would have ordered him to, because the Pope has a zero tolerance policy, we're told, when it comes to covering up for pedophiles or for the issue of pedophilia in general. So a lot believe that Mr. Pell got in before he was pushed.
Indeed.
There's so many different aspects to this story, Miles. As you say, it's dominating the airwaves, dominating the newspapers, dominating websites, dominating social media. It's a story that won't be going away for a long time.
Absolutely. And I think one of the challenges will be finding being able to construct a jury that is able to hear this case without prejudice. And you know, the presumption of innocence is so important to preserve for any person going before the courts. And
could I just add, Miles, that if you're out there on social media, be very careful what you tweet or what you put on Facebook, because the Catholic Church has a very, very, very big war chest when it comes to lawyers. I'm well aware of this one, having worked in commercial media. And they would be going through looking at a lot of different posts. And sure, a lot of people think, oh, look, social media is different to printing something or putting something on television, but I wouldn't be too sure about that, because we're starting to see cases, the Yahoo case, where people have actually been hauled before the courts and charged with defamation. So my advice to people would be just to, you know, be very careful. Don't make accusations, because the man is now before a court and we want him to get a fair trial. And your comments could potentially prejudice a trial or could have you up before the courts for defamation. So I think be very careful before you actually come out and say whether you think someone is guilty or not guilty. Let's wait until the wheels of justice turn.
Indeed. Thank you very much for joining me, Jeff.
Thanks, Miles.